The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
A bunch of people in the room, including Vice President Pence, who started talking about the gun issue and that, you know, there are possibly some things we can do that do not violate the Second Amendment that, you know, could help out. He made a statement, and then Trump kind of corrected him and said, no, we'll even go beyond that. Here it is.
I think you, in your meeting with governors earlier this week, individually and as a group, we spoke about states taking steps, but the focus is to literally give families and give local law enforcement additional tools if an individual is reported to be a potential danger to themselves or others. Allow due process so that no one's rights are trampled, but the ability to go to court, obtain an order, and then collect not only the firearms, but any weapons in the possession
or
of that
might
individual.
Take the firearms first and then go to court, because that's another system. Because a lot of times, by the time you go to court, it takes so long to go to court to get the due process procedures. I like taking the guns early, like in this crazy man's case that just took place in Florida. He had a lot of firearms. They saw everything. To go to court would have taken a long time. So you could do exactly what you're saying, but take the guns first, go through due process second.
I mean, oh my God. At face value, that is beyond alarming.
Oh my
and
God.
If President Obama had said that, you would have melted the F down.
I would love to melt down now.
Seriously.
To be honest with you.
It would have been affirmation or confirmation of gun confiscation. People marched on D.C. anyway. I was with Second Amendment groups in D.C. I spoke at a Second Amendment rally in the corner of the property where the Washington Monument is. I've been there. I've done it. I've been on the front lines. You would have wigged. Why is this not a problem?
And by the way, Mr. President, and I know we have a guest.
Yes.
So I'm sorry. But by the way, Mr. President, due process was followed in Florida, and the process failed. How about we make sure the process doesn't fail, and then you wouldn't have the issue?
So tell me, and I'm being serious here, I really want to know, help me understand, calm me down, especially if you're a rabid Trump supporter, why is this not a concern?
Oh my God.
Or is it a concern? Seriously, the only thing I can go to is he said many things that he didn't actually do. I don't know if it's calculated or not. I'm not even that concerned. Just tell me why you would not be as worried about this as Obama.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.